Hello, Audio Boo. Oh my goodness. Okay, I've not been on here for ages, and I also have not. I've got a new phone, and I had to delete a few things because I couldn't. I didn't have enough storage, so I took Audio Boo off for a while. Fully intending to come back, obviously. I'm not completely abandoning Audio Boo. I just thought I would talk about what has been happening in my busy, busy life while actually going to get ready for going to Waitrose. I think I did have an Audio Boo at some point showing you the way to Waitrose from here. So, I just kind of wanted to show you live stuff that I'm doing, basically. But while I'm doing that, I'm not describing what I'm doing because that would be boring to a point. You don't want to tell him know of what I'm, how, you know, getting my coat on, whatever. But what I really want to talk about is, as I was saying, because I've not been in touch with Audio Boo since pretty much my friend Saskia was there last month, I figured I have a lot to talk about. In fact, so much that I bet you I'm going to forget a few things. And each of those things I want to talk about has a message. I don't just want to talk about my life, but in a way, I've, let's just say, learned a few very good life lessons lately. Some of them were a bit painful, some of them were good life lessons. The two most important things that have happened in my life recently, well, apart from my marriage, obviously, but my wedding, but obviously that's a few months ago, and I've been commenting on that. But the last month or so, my friend from Germany left and went back to Germany, and her phone was stolen. Now, what would we blind people and visually impaired people do without phones? Tell us. I mean, they're not just phones, are they? They're sat navs, email, internet, weather forecast stuff, note takers, recorders, you name it. Sometimes even helping us with club cards and shopping and stuff like that. And then my friends were stolen. So, how it happened was she travelled back from Birmingham Airport to Hamburg Airport, and she was going to get picked up by her father in Hamburg to go to Berlin, which obviously happened, but she went to a self-service checkout, and they must have seen, or someone must have watched her, and must have kind of said, oh, well, she has to put her nose very close to the self-serving screen thingy, so hey, she must not see very well. Let's take advantage. So they did. She basically tried to look for the money slot after scanning her boarding pass, which was on her phone. Found the slot. And basically, yeah, put the phone down for a second and it was gone. I mean, who would do that? Really, who would do it? But somebody has. Anyway, so she's been without a phone for 4 weeks now, which is very awful, to be honest. So that happened. The day after she left, my support worker called me while I was doing a run with a friend. I'm going to go into that later on. A friend, sadly, is no longer a friend, but I ran with her, and my support worker rang me, and I thought, I know what she's calling about. Must be the Perkins Braille I've borrowed, and she has to take it back. But it wasn't about it at all. I called her back afterwards and... Oh, sorry about the ring wind. I called her back afterwards. Jesus. Ooh. she said, oh no, it's about this Steps to Work program, which is basically an internship with EDF. Now EDF is obviously a big energy company, French electricity company. And they have started a Steps to Work program for disabled people. And I might talk about this at one of the likes of VI Talk or Blind Abilities. But let's just say you get an MVQ in customer services, and you also get a job role in EDF, which is primarily obviously admin roles, and they will try, you've got a job coach and a tutor, and they will try to match the job role with the skills that you have and with the abilities you have. So that sounds all very good, and I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that for my whole life, but then, because I was thinking of doing counselling, but then I thought, well, I've got no work experience whatsoever, and I figured, what have I got to lose? So I said yes. So there was a few meetings with the guy who, the tutor, and one meeting with the job coach talking about my abilities. A few forms to fill out about the vetting, which is security. EDF is very, very strict. So that's also what it, and I started at least the MVQ side and the inductions into EDF. And we've got a half term off now, but after that, I will hopefully assume my job role. You don't know what it is yet, so I will let you know once I know. So that is one heck of a new thing in my life. I started 2 weeks ago and already made some friends through it. I'm going to meet them tomorrow for a meal with the students for lunch, so I'm very looking forward to that. So my life is getting richer and richer by the day, really. So, got lots of like three lovely girls I already get along with. Lovely. The other thing, of course, I did was the half marathon. I basically ran that one in Oxford. But anyway, I'm going to pause this while I'm in the queue, and I will come back after. Hey, I'm back. I am obviously talking about the half marathon I did. It was my first ever half marathon. It was very good in that I did it. That was the good thing about it. What wasn't so good was the fact that some roads weren't closed and some... there was a very bumpy footpath, and we're just really glad that it wasn't raining, because otherwise it would have been absolutely muddy. But it was really hard, and my guide got kind of stressed, and I think the fact that I am stubborn doesn't help, because I didn't use a tether. I have since become more open to tethering. I need to try and find a tether so I can actually practice with somebody. I hate tethering, but then I realised that it would take a lot of pressure off the guide if I don't if they wouldn't have to worry about me veering off to the right or left too much. So I've since become more open to the idea. Sadly, my guide, the stress that I put her under held her back at the end, and she had to keep walking, which at the time annoyed me. And here's the lesson that I learned from that. Hard lesson, I'll be very honest here. I'm very, very transparent. I was annoyed about it and didn't think. I put the feedback or like of how I felt at the race at a running group on Facebook, rightly assuming that she wouldn't be on there. My guide wasn't part of that group at the time. And I obviously put that she'd help me back at the end. Obviously, yet again, it shows impulsiveness and Facebook really should not go together. And I normally know that, and my own state is I never do that. But I assumed she wouldn't find out. Well, I was wrong. She found out. She's furious. She still doesn't talk to me anymore, and that's fair enough. I blew it. Anyway, but it taught me. It taught me that not all races are the same. It taught me that not everywhere all roads are closed, and that I shouldn't immediately assume that it'd be safe. So it taught me a lesson, or more than one, I might say. Will I be doing more half marathons? Yes. In fact, I'll be doing one in 3 weeks' time. It's one on an airfield. It's not on a road. It's flat and fairly safe. But I will try and get a tether and will practice. So I am getting out of my comfort zone and out of my stubbornness and hoping I can get used to it. Anyway, I will talk more about the EDF Steps to Work program on VI Talk, because I think it is quite important to talk about this. But I thought, you know, how things have been going lately. Found a lovely new church that I'm very happy with. My life is great. Getting friends. Be good friends all over the place. So I'm really feeling blessed at the moment. I was saying on Facebook the other day, yet again, yes, I do Facebook still, but I do a lot of positive comments rather than negative. I put at the moment, I actually find it hard to think about something in my life that is negative, because I'm in a good place right now. And I just want to encourage people, if you are in a place where it's hard, don't give up, because things can improve drastically for you, so don't give up. I will leave you with this, and I will go on VI Talk, but not in this cafe. I want people to hear what I'm saying, so I'm going to leave that until I walk back, and I will talk to you all soon.